Everybody loves to play games. All developers say that they would love to create a game. Designers like to create games. Games are awesome. So we brought in Bill Reis, Silverlight Game Extraordinaire, Game Creator Extraordinaire. Why don't you introduce yourself, Bill?
Yeah, so I'm based in Tampa, Florida, and a couple of years ago I just had an interest for developing games. Mm-hmm. And actually it was came out of the idea of I wanted to teach people how to program in C#. So XNA Game Studio came out, and it seemed like a good platform. You know, everybody wants to write games, like you said.
Yeah.
So it seemed like a great platform to teach people how to write C# code.
So a good way to learn.
Yeah, right? So I started a series of tutorials that were how to write a game in C#, but along the way was we're teaching them how to do C# code. So,
okay.
So that's how I got started really getting interested in gaming recently, and you know, started with XNA, and then when Silverlight came out, started to, especially with Silverlight 2 with the CLR, I said, well, those things I learned in XNA will work here, so.
Okay. So you were XNA, C#, and outputting to just running on Windows, like Windows client?
Yeah. Also have a version of my game on Xbox Community Games now, so.
Oh, very nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
And we'll see a little bit of that in a second.
Okay, yeah. So, but now you're doing Silverlight, using some of that knowledge that you learned from XNA as well.
Right, yeah, so I put together a series of tutorials about how to get started writing games in Silverlight, and as we know, I mean, one of the things that drives any new platform is gaming.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
So there's been a lot of interest in it.
Okay.
And one of the problems is that it's not, since it's not a gaming framework
platform.
It's not quite as natural as it could be. So mm-hmm. there are certain things you have to do, like create a game loop and things like that and whatever.
Right.
That, so that's what I go through in my tutorials. But it's still not as natural as doing a game in, let's say, XNA, which is specifically made for writing games.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Okay. So, and that's something, that's what you wanted to show us, though, right?
Right, exactly.
How to naturally write.
Yeah, so.
I don't know, explain it. You got XNA, Silverlight. I see that.
So, XNA as a game platform has 2D graphics you can do mm-hmm. for games and 3D graphics. 3D is very, you know, gets very involved very quickly, and writing a 3D game can be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, a majority of games out there in XNA right now are 2D games that people have written. So,
casual games make up a huge percentage of games.
Right.
That we don't always think about because we're always focusing on the latest 3D mm-hmm. thing. But yeah, casual games are huge.
Yeah, so the problem I had was that I'd go from my XNA game that I wrote and I'd mm-hmm. try to get it working in Silverlight, and I'd end up having to rewrite a lot of the graphics mm-hmm. Calls and kind of just work it a different way in order to make it work in Silverlight and get the game working. So some of the game logic behind the scenes, calculating score and position and things like that
mm-hmm.
stayed the same, but other things were changing.
Right.
So I came up with this idea to actually, wouldn't it be cool if you could take an XNA 2D game
mm-hmm.
and get it to compile and run easily in Silverlight 2?
Oh, okay. Great.
And since XNA Game Studio is C# based, and mm-hmm. Silverlight can do C#, obviously, then it seemed like a good fit. And so I went ahead and I started working on this library, and I'd like to show you the result of it.
Cool. Yeah, let's see it.
So here's the game that's like my reference application is Dr. Popper.
Dr. Popper.
And Dr. Popper is a bubble breaker game, like Jawbreaker on the phone,
mm-hmm.
Or other games like that. And I have a Silverlight version available on my site, and I also have a version on Xbox Community Games. And this is the Xbox Community Games version, XNA version,
mm-hmm.
running with no code changes in Silverlight.
That's why it says press A to begin.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So I haven't even updated the graphics at this point for this game, but you know, so it's mapping. I'm mapping the gamepad to the keyboard, so
uh-huh.
I can go ahead and I can press A, and we can go to the menu.
Okay.
And you know, we can say new game, and pick one of the game modes, and here we go, and we're in the game.
Wow.
And so it looks exactly like the XNA version.
Right.
That looks exactly the same as it does on the Xbox,
mm-hmm.
and the gameplay and even the animations and everything else are working. And all I had to do to make this work was bring in the C# files from
mm-hmm.
the other project, bring it into a Silverlight application, take all the textures and the other content from the game and bring those in as content in Silverlight,
mm-hmm.
and then just recompile and just add a little bit of code to actually construct the game class,
mm-hmm.
and that was it, to get it working.
So, and that's because it's using a framework or a library you have?
Right. So since I've written a library that simulates the XNA framework library,
okay.
then that's what makes this work.
Okay, so there's a bit of a harness there to, sure. That's
right,
okay,
right.
Great.
So, I mean, so this is one good example, but it's not really, there's not really that much going on the screen. Right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So we can show a more involved sample here. And what we have is, this is one of the first things I did in Silverlight 1.1.
Okay.
Was port the Farseer physics engine from XNA
uh-huh.
to Silverlight. And I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Oh, yeah.
You
saw that. Definitely.
And,
yes.
It made a big splash at the time because it was a great, it shows how you can take advantage of the C# code
mm-hmm.
and the power of the CLR in the browser. So,
right.
Anyway, at the time, it was the hardest part about porting this was getting the graphics right for the samples.
And that's because they're completely different models.
Right, completely different.
Between Silverlight
right,
and XNA.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's where a lot of the work
right,
is.
Right, exactly.
Kinda.
So what I did as another test of this framework was to actually port the original XNA samples and have them running
okay.
in Silverlight.
Oh, cool.
So much more going on in this, though, and... So if we go ahead and we can go to one of these samples,
mm-hmm.
and in this case, there's these things that spring
and nice.
Flip and collide and all that.
Yeah.
So, and we can drag something here and make that fly around. And so a lot more happening here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
physics and everything else going on. And if we look up in the corner, there's it's saying we have 62 frames per second.
Wow.
So we're getting some pretty good performance
right,
out of this.
Yeah. And it's acceptable.
Yeah, I'd say that's yeah, acceptable.
Definitely.
Yeah. So
wow.
So over the next short period of time, probably next couple weeks, gonna mm-hmm. be just trying some more different samples with this and getting
okay.
this to a point where we can get it so other people can start using it.
Yeah, so this will open it up to XNA developers to
right.
release web-based versions
right.
of their games.
Right. So, hopefully, and hopefully they'll be excited about that. I've talked to some XNA people who say that they'd like to be able to do this. So,
yeah. Especially if they're writing, if it's just their code, and
right.
applying
and
the
they don't have to do
it,
that
yeah,
much to it. So
yeah.
if we take a look at what needs to be done to make this happen, really, all I have here is just a couple lines of code
mm-hmm.
that create the game object.
Okay.
And then just add it to the game surface, which is a, if we look at that, it's just a canvas
mm-hmm.
On our, inside the grid. That's so all we have here in our page.xaml is a very little amount of XAML to.
Right, because it's drawing everything to that canvas.
Right, so the game just becomes a child of this game service, and there you go.
Great.
So
yeah.
So very easy.
Very nice.
Very straightforward.
Yeah.
So what we're looking to do is I'm looking to get this out on CodePlex in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
So open source and looking for people to contribute and help out and definitely take advantage of this.
Okay. And so do you have a name for it? So we can tell people what to watch
yes.
out for?
Yeah. So the project name is going to be Silver Sprite.
Okay. So
and
Silver Sprite.
CodePlex.com/Silver Sprite.
Great. Okay. Yeah. So we'll keep an eye out for that. We'll follow your blog as well for
yes.
more tutorials
yes.
and just all this stuff. And one of the things I noticed on there was the fact that, it's great that you're making these tutorials, helping people develop games, but this is more than just a passion for you. Like, you're doing a new website.
Right. Well, that's part of the passion, too. Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
along with just having a passion for making Silverlight a better game platform and
mm-hmm.
for providing avenues to make people really want to develop games in Silverlight, we're going to be launching a site very soon, probably next couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So that next couple weeks time frame, you'll look for big announcements on both of these.
Right.
But the site is going to be similar to, the Flash game sites that are out there. They're
right.
all over the place.
Yes.
Should I mention a couple names? Or
if you want.
Miniclip or Kongregate, that
right.
type of site, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but specifically for Silverlight games and only Silverlight games.
Okay.
Ad-based site. And then we'll be... paying the the developers per, you know, how many times their game is played.
Great.
So some an avenue for the developers actually make some money on this
yeah.
as well.
Oh, cool.
So hopefully they'll actually be able to use this XNA framework, you know, to develop games for it if they want to.
Right, if they're XNA developers.
Right, right.
And if they're Silverlight developers, then they can...
Right, then they can write the games there. And
yeah.
and to, at least at first, to start out, you know, we want to get some great games out there.
Mm-hmm.
So if even if they're hosting their game somewhere else, we'll take it as well. And
mm-hmm.
we won't require an exclusive agreement on that.
Cool. So. Very nice. And the added benefit for the consumer, right? Somebody like myself, if I'm not writing a if I'm not writing the game, I can just go there and play them.
Right, exactly. Right. And you'll only have to install just, you know, once you install Silverlight 2 plugin, that's all you'll need
yeah.
to play any
yeah.
game on the site.
Awesome.
So on some of these other sites, there's a lot of different things you need in order
mm-hmm.
to play every game. And sometimes you'll go to one and it'll be install this other plugin to make it work.
Right.
And so,
yeah.
you know, so once you do that, you know, one little quick install at the beginning,
yeah.
you'll be ready to go with all of them.
And that'll make it easier for you as the site kind of creator to make that process easier, right? You can have
right.
one update script or, you know, one
yes.
install this now
yes,
script
absolutely.
And not many.
And we'll,
yeah.
you know, we'll definitely take guidance on creating a good installer that people want
right.
to, you know, instead
yeah.
of just the install Silverlight button.
So, right, yeah. yeah. Okay.
So so that I guess we'll say what the site is.
Yes, and, tell us the name. What do we look out for?
Yeah, so we just picked the logo recently and
mm-hmm.
We'll show it here, actually. Silverarcade.com.
Awesome.
So
that's a great name.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
we're happy we got that. It's hard to get a name
yeah.
these days, you know, if you've
yeah,
ever
sure.
tried to get a domain name. So
I have.
So
yes.
So we're happy with that, and we think that it, you know, definitely reflects you know where we want to be as a site. So hopefully
cool.
everybody will come check it out.
I like that design.
And everybody. You know, so we're definitely looking, actively looking for more games
mm-hmm.
and also for people to come out and play.
Okay. So silverarcade.com is
mm-hmm.
the game site.
Right.
Silver Sprite is the name of the code project
right.
for the
right.
XNA to Silverlight host library.
Yes. Yes.
And then your blog?
Yes. So it's bluerosegames.com
okay.
/silverlight-games-101.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, we're going to let people know.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I love to see the games.
And,
I think it's so great.
And if they want to submit a game or have questions, just use the contact on bluerosegames.com.
All right. Well, thanks for the work that you're doing.
Yeah.
And thanks for stopping
you're
by.
You're welcome.